Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
You know, I've talked a lot about the ketogenic diet, fasting, exercise, how to burn fat, but I haven't really focused on other things that can help you speed up this fat burning process, specifically phytonutrients. Now, what is it about phytonutrients that can help you lose weight? Well, there's some pretty serious research on the six herbs I'm going to talk about in relationship to turning on certain genes that have to do with increasing your metabolism, activating certain genes that can help you cause more fat oxidation, which is fat burning, and the primary mechanism of a lot of these herbs has to do with one thing. It helps make insulin more sensitive. Insulin is a fat storing hormone. If you have too much insulin, you're not going to lose weight. I think that the best analogy would be someone that you know that obsessively communicates to you. They just will not be quiet. They keep talking and talking and talking. No matter what you do, they're a terrible listener and all they do is talk, right? After a while, you're going to lose your sensitivity to their communication. You're going to phase out. The same exact thing happens with your cells. If you have too much communication, too much insulin coming through, hormone communication, your body just becomes insensitive. It becomes resistant and it no longer receives that communication. So what does that cause your body to do? Make more communication, make more insulin. And that is behind a slow metabolism. That is behind excessive weight accumulation and also your inability to lose weight. If you take someone that can lose weight easily, no matter what they eat, they usually have insulin sensitivity. They don't have insulin resistance versus someone else that, boy, they just look at food and they gain weight. They have major insulin resistance and their body is making more insulin. So anything that improves insulin resistance will lower insulin and you're going to get into ketosis, fat burning more, and your body's going to burn more fat. So let's get right into the six herbs. Number one, in one study, which happened to be in a lab, they used human fat cells, by the way. They exposed these fat cells to a compound in cinnamon called cinnamaldehyde, and they noticed that the metabolism started speeding up. So cinnamon has certain compounds that activate your genetics to help you burn more fat. It also is very powerful for a diabetic, since pretty much all diabetics are insulin resistant. And this is why they recommend cinnamon to help balance your blood sugars. So it's really effective for insulin resistance and making insulin more sensitive. And it's also a very powerful anti-inflammatory. And by the way, inflammation in general makes insulin resistance worse. So cinnamon is a really, really great thing to consume. I would get it in a tea. You can take a cinnamon stick and put that right in your cup and heat it up and drink that. You can put cinnamon in certain foods. You can make these little keto cookies, which have no sugar, and add cinnamon. And I want to just say one thing. Just by taking any of these herbs and not changing your diet, you're pretty much wasting your money. It's not going to work. So you have to change your diet too, but they can help you lose a couple more pounds and make your metabolism a little bit faster. All right, number two, turmeric. Turmeric, hands down, is probably one of the most powerful super herbs that are out there. Now, the big way that turmeric works is in its anti-inflammatory properties. The compound in turmeric is curcumin, and because it drops inflammation, it automatically improves insulin resistance, but it also directly increases fat oxidation. And another term for fat oxidation is fat burning, and it does it through activating certain genetics. So that's pretty cool. All right, number three, fenugreek seeds. Now, typically, fenugreek seeds are good for digestion, gas, bloating, indigestion, but fenugreek seeds also have a phytonutrient that directly improves insulin resistance. It makes insulin more sensitive, so therefore lowering insulin. And a lot of people take it for blood sugars, but you can also take it to help you lose some more weight. All right, number four, Garcinia cambogia. This is a pretty interesting herb. It has very interesting compounds for a lot of different things. One is cancer, but one big effect is in its ability to help you lose weight. In one study, it showed that it can help you lose up to 2 pounds more in a 2 to 12 week period compared to the placebo group. The main active compound in this herb is called hydroxycitrate. And hydroxycitrate is good for many things. It's good for kidney stones. It's good to decrease appetite, but it's especially good in increasing insulin sensitivity. It helps to lower insulin resistance. And this is going to cause you to store less fat. And it was also found there is increased fat byproducts in the urine after taking this product for a period of time. I'll put the research down below. All right, number five, my favorite, green tea. Its active compound, EGCG, has the ability to stimulate your metabolism directly. It can also cause fat oxidation directly, especially during exercise. In one study, it was demonstrated that it can increase your fat burning by 17% if combined with exercise. So that's pretty cool. I mean, green tea is good for so many things. It has anti-cancer properties, anti-inflammatory properties. It helps increase longevity, and the list goes on and on and on. All right, number six, berberine. Berberine in certain studies shows almost the exact effect as metformin. And metformin targets insulin resistance. I mean, that's why people take it when they have diabetes. So it makes your cells more sensitive to insulin. It reduces insulin. And it also turns off that liver from producing too much glucose. And so you don't end up with a fatty liver. So berberine is known for blood sugars, but anything that improves blood sugars and insulin is going to help you lose weight. And so this is why berberine is used for diabetes. It's used for PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a female problem with too many androgens, which is caused by too much insulin. Too much insulin triggers androgens. And in one study that I read, people that take it over a period of 3 months lose significantly more weight. So berberine is definitely included on this list. So like I said before, if you take any of these herbs without changing your diet, you're wasting your money. But I wanted to give you some additional things to give you an extra edge in losing weight and burning fat.